the coast of Meliga. I would marry Deianira. So I went to Caledon where Aenys was king, stopping to fight the river god Achilles on the way. I won when I broke his horn. In the pyramid at Giza, I become lost in a succession of chambers. I'm blind like Homer, yet strangely I still see. Screen-breathed cows and silver foil, gigantic ants scuttling on the motherboard, while I sew with Ariadne. The white rabbit scurries away down next door's burrow. 2 in the afternoon in the femoral hospital, the radiotherapy ward is filled with tiny lights, a pile of dim, barely perceptible earth in a heap, and spiritual distant music. Venice with von Aschenbach, seeking a lost child in a red cape, coughing blood, and the swine of Circe come running to their deaths. Maddened by the singing of the sirens, winter fog growing in off the Lido, sometimes a god crosses our paths here unannounced. In the pyramid the mummy grows moldy at the last at 2 in the afternoon. Haile Selassie orders a stamp collection to be brought, lifts the stamp with tweezers and places them back. I leave him to his pastime, for time will probably pass regardless. I strike out from Alexandria to the Athenian apartment of my 9th year, look better splastered in monastic rock. The hot mountains snow-capped with marble, dust storms over Sikiko, lime cordial on Eucalyptus Square. Where is it now? And where also my Parisian child bride? Into the sea they flow, with Fion's medieval snow. 4 legs in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 3 at evening, flat on our backs by dawn. 2 in the afternoon, Gracchus the hunter joins me now. He offers me the oars and I row from one Greek island to the next, while Gracchus writes, if it be possible so deep in death to write the secrets of the world in the margins of a little girl's spidery penciled Spice Girl's scrapbook picked up from the ground in Hackney. The crows of Tokyo wear somber umbrellas, flapping atop telegraph poles in the rainy season. A writer hurries by dressed in a restrained check pattern, composing in his head the 31st syllable of a tanker. Bowery is sitting at his sewing machine, corpulent, pale-eyed, flash-forward, he's stammering a few more days as they threaten to turn off his life support machine, and the ECG bleep goes spastic. The Slavic women decorate their anguish with ululations, the Mongolian terror is fresh in their memories, grim dawn comes from the east bringing carrion. Over the grass of the highlands, bells gurn, denouncing all culprits, the skull prickles, the hairs rise. Poe indulges in voluptuous melancholia, polysyllabic, like the grass the horsemen know. We perish. The Minotaur plays Nintendo, Basho squats before the Emperor, the former 13-and-a-half-year-old genius exposes himself in the subway passage to a half-wit girl he scares half out of her wits. As Brahms completes his requiem, Shakespeare and the Bishop of Winchester are teasing the frows and the stews of Southwark, they're baiting bears in the nearby pit, the arena has been flooded. Shakespeare and the bishop take their seats for the reenactment of a sea battle between the Genji and Heike. The imperial boat is already on fire. The battle was lost centuries before. Deianira agrees to be my wife. We purchase an ivy green Lexus, flagship of the range, and live discreetly luxurious in a premier shell loft conversion in the Hollywood Hills. The converted observatory at Palo Alto. Thank you. evening flat on our backs by dawn.